This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. On Thursday, USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service issued an updated release schedule for reports impacted by the recent government shutdown. We will hear more with Lance Honig of USDA next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Lance Honig of the National Agricultural Statistics Service says some of the reports released by USDA can be released more quickly than others.
Things like grain crushings or cotton system, fats and oils, that work was virtually complete when the shutdown started, so we're going to be able to get that back out the door very quickly.
The October and November agricultural prices report will now be released on December 15th. Honig explained some of the factors behind rescheduling certain USDA reports.
So a lot of factors impact really how quickly the actual rescheduled report can happen. So those reports that were scheduled to be released literally the first day the shutdown started, that work was virtually complete. So we're going to be able to get that back out the 21st of November. So that's a quick turnaround on a report like that. If you go completely to the opposite end of the spectrum, things like total or the census of horticultural specialties, things that are extremely large projects and very heavily impacted by a 6-week gap, we still don't know exactly when we're going to be able to catch all of that work up, because not only do we need to capture everything that we missed during those 6 weeks, but we've also got everything happening right now that would have been happening right now as well. And so a lot of moving parts, trying to get it all balanced in.
The full list of reports and publishing dates is available at nass.usda.gov. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those 5 daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.